Hi, Patrick here, and today the story of a name. The name is Alina Simone. It belongs to, among other people, a New York-based writer and singer. Simone's not her original last name. We're going to hear why she changed it, and then what happened to the name Alina Simone after that. But I'm going to chat fake names first with Big Show host Marco Werman. And Marco, he's got a thing about his name. I guess some people who've never seen it written down, just heard it, they get it wrong.
I'm not Irish, as some think. It's not the O'Werman family. It's Marco Werman. That's my real name. But the world's language editor, Patrick Cox, is here to talk about fake names, pseudonyms. Patrick, that is your real name, right?
Oh, sure. But, you know, I was thinking that Patrick O'Werman, that'd be nice, right? We could both reinvent ourselves that way. And that's the point of taking on a pseudonym. It is reinventing yourself. It's rebirth. And it always seems to be that, even if the specifics of the motives are very different. I mean, think of a couple of high-profile examples this year. You've got Carlos Danger, you know, Anthony Weiner. Also, thriller writer Robert Galbraith, usually known as J.K. Rowling.
Right.
And here's an even more intriguing one. The writer Salman Rushdie, he famously had to assume a fake name when he was forced into hiding after that fatwa was issued against him. Here he is talking about that.
It was a thing that cropped up within a few moments of the police protection beginning, when it became clear that I would need a pseudonym. So they asked me to think of one, and then they said, don't use an Indian name because that'll be too obvious. This is a very strange thing, to be asked to surrender your name and also give up the ethnicity of your name. And so I thought, well, if I have to surrender ethnicity, I'll retreat into literature. And eventually settled on a name which was concocted from the first names of Conrad and Chekhov. So it became Joseph Anton. My bank manager was in on the secret. That was it. I could write checks in that. I could rent properties in that. So it became my name. I hated it.
Yeah, it's like he hated it, Marco, because he had no choice but to adopt it.
Right. As opposed to this next story about changing your name, told by writer and musician Alina Simone in New York.
I was born with the name Alina Alexandrovna Vilenkina. One day, I received a letter addressed to Alina Vileskin, and I realized that just by changing one letter of my last name, Vilenkin became Vileskin. At the time, I was hoping to become a solo singer. And I wanted a last name that was a little less easy to mangle. So I decided to legally change my last name from my father's to my mother's last name, which was Simone. When you come from another country and you have a complicated last name, you're disclosing a lot about yourself without ever voluntarily disclosing it. So what changing your name allows you to do is sort of control who knows what about you. And I'm very proud of being Slavic. I've recorded a Russian language album. I've toured in Russia as a Russian-American singer. I've written books that focus a lot on the Russian-American experience. But I like being able to tell people that I'm Russian or that I was born in Ukraine instead of sort of having my name reveal it all for me. I like being able to choose my name. I like being Alina Simone. The only drawback is that people think I stole my name from Nina Simone. And I always tell them she was born Eunice Wayman. In 1998, I legally changed my name, and that's when I really became a singer. I started playing shows in New York City, recording albums, eventually touring the country, touring Europe, and before I know it, I've made a name for myself. Then about 2 years ago, a man comes up to me at a show and says, I just think you ought to know something. a woman that I'm friends with saw your name on a vinyl record, and she decided to change her name to yours. At first, it was just one of those funny pieces of information that you kind of keep in your back pocket for cocktail party chatter. My friends started to joke that maybe she was parked outside my apartment in a white van, or that I should change my name to the artist originally known as Alina Simone. But after a while, the humor kind of gave way to curiosity, because I started out as someone who wasn't Alina Simone either, and it changed my life to take this new name. And I kind of wondered how her year as Alina Simone went. So I decided to get in touch with her. So I got back in touch with our mutual acquaintance, and I shot her an email. It was just before Christmas. She agreed to meet me at a bar in Midtown. And there she was, the other Alina Simone. The first thing I learned when I sat down with Alina was that she had only changed her first and middle names to my name. She had actually held on to her maiden name. And then I learned the story of why she had changed her name to mine. She was Brazilian and had moved to this country in order to marry a man she'd fallen in love with. And they'd been married for many years when one morning she discovered him Skyping with a woman she didn't recognize. She asked him who it was, and he said, "It's just business," to which she replied, "It's Saturday." And in the space of one day, her marriage unraveled, and with it, her life. And at the time when she walked into my show and saw my vinyl record propped up, she was actually actively shopping for a new name. I think that people change their names for the same reasons that they move to big cities. There's something incredibly freeing about anonymity. And a name, in a way, is like a time capsule. I mean, it contains all the history of your family and the expectations of your family and your own expectations for yourself. And when those expectations are unmet, it can be really revolutionary to just shed that name and start all over again. That's how I see it, at least.
More of Alina Simone at theworld.org/language, video of her singing another song, and links to her site and music. I'll see you on Facebook at the World in Words page, or on Twitter, where I tweet as Patricox, P-A-T-R-I-C-O-X. Thanks for listening. More soon.